for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Spring Camp Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, April the 15th, 2017. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the service, teaching on Leviathan of the Church.
Turn with me to the book of Zechariah, chapter 13. In Spanish, it's por favor, which means please. Zechariah chapter 13, por favor. Let's look at verse 6, please. In verse 6, the Bible says, out of the Amplified Bible, one of these wounds on your breast or between your hands, then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Those in which I was wounded in the house of my friends. All this week, in preparing this message, I came under heavy spiritual warfare in my own home. And even in the dream realm, I started getting attacked at night by these huge sea monsters, these principalities. And even had one twist his neck at me and wind his neck trying to devour me, huge as a tree. And I told my wife, I'm not glorying in what the enemy is doing. I glory in Jesus Christ, but I see the enemy is trying to keep me from bringing this message. I want to use as a subject before we even get started. I first said I wanted to say Leviathan in the holy place, but our subject would be Leviathan in the church. Once again, Leviathan in the church. Some of the things I may say is going to be very touchy, but I'm basically speaking to the enemy of your soul. Amen. I love you. I love you very much. Some of the things I may say, I'm speaking to the enemy of your soul, of our souls, because what I talk about today applies to myself. Amen. And if I can get some deliverance while standing here, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. All right? I'm around 5-4 ministers, bishops and elders, and they want to bring deliverance to everybody else, but they don't want to get deliverance themselves. Amen? Amen. Maybe I need to write a book. A man with a deliverance ministry, but yet not delivered. Kevin, you think that'll sell? All right. Among many Christians, and this is the strategy of the enemy, like a nine-headed hydra serpent of Greek mythology, Satan's assignment is to destroy the saints. Now, whether you know it or not, there's a satanic hatred for you. And the enemy is stepping up his end game. I mean, he's taking it to another level. And he wants to do what? Destroy the saints. There's a stirring in the house of the Lord. I see it places that I go. And many of you see the same thing. Saints have hatred for each other. Saints dislike each other. Saints don't want to even talk with each other. And we can see how the enemy has entered the church. How many of you listening to me? Is that right? In Zechariah chapter 13, verse 6, it says, what are these wounds on my breast and my hand? I was wounded in the house of my friend. I want to talk to you first about the seven churches of Asia and how demonic strongholds enter each church. Then we're going to talk to you about Leviathan and some of his characteristics. And I believe by faith that we're going to have a joyous time in the Lord. Amen? Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 2, please. The book of Revelation, chapter 2, please. Let's look at the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 1. Please forgive me if I'm moving too fast. In the book of Revelation chapter 2, let's read verse 1. To the angel messenger of the assembly church in Ephesus write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars, which are the messengers of the seven churches in his right hand, who goes out among the seven golden lampstands, which are the what? Seven churches. Now, Jesus had a divine warning for each church. And in these seven churches of Asia, they also represent the end time conditions of the churches that exist today. Okay? All right. Let's look at verse 4. Verse 4, but I have this one charge to make against you, that you have left your first love. The Amplifier says, you have abandoned the love that you had at first. You have deserted me, your first love. Now, is it possible for a church to leave Jesus? Yes. It is possible for a church to abandon Jesus. One of the problems that was at the church of Ephesus, they had let a demonic stronghold into the church called a spirit of religion. And many of you who understand deliverance ministry, you know what happens when a spirit of religion can infiltrate the church. All right, not only that, look at verse 6. Yet you have this in your favor and to your credit. You hate the works of the Nicolaitans. What they are doing has corrupters of the people, which I myself also detest. In other words, the Nicolaitans, a group of religious imposters, had entered the church and began to what? Corrupt the people. So we can see here at the church of Ephesus, a spirit of religion had entered in. Now let's look at the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. The book of Revelation chapter 2, let's look at verse 8. And to the angel messenger of the church assembly in, correction, and to the angel messenger of the church assembly in Smyrna, write, these are the words of the first and the last who died and then what? Came to life again. Now, look at verse 9. What was the divine warning that Jesus gave to the church of Smyrna? Verse 9 says, I know your affliction, your distress, your pressing trouble, and your poverty, but you are rich. And how you are abused and reviled by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. How about that? The church was reviled and slandered by Jews hostile to Christianity, and yet Yeshua called them the synagogue of what? Satan. Look at verse 10. Fear nothing that you are about to suffer. Dismiss your dread and your fears. Dread and your fears. Behold, the devil is indeed about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested and proved, critically appraised, that for 10 days you will have affliction. Be loyal and faithful unto death, even if you must die for it, and I will give you a crown. Let's go back to verse 10 again. Fear nothing that you're about to suffer. Dismiss your dread and your fears. The church of Smyrna had a spirit of intimidation, a spirit of fear, and a spirit of dread. Now this was the stronghold that was in Smyrna. Look at the book of Revelation chapter 2, let's look at verse 12. Then to the angel messenger of the church at Pergamon, some translators say Pergamos, write, these are the words of him who has and wields a sharp sword with two edges. Everybody see that? Now look at verse 13 real closely. I know where you live, a place where Satan is enthroned. Okay? Then it says, yet you are clinging to and holding fast my name, and you have not denied my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness. My faithful one who was killed and martyred in your midst. And notice what it says, where Satan dwells. The church of Pergamos had a dwelling place or permanent residence in the area that it was in, a place where Satan was enthroned. It was a church in an area where Satan dwelt. Okay? So, let's look at verse 14. In verse 14, it talks about, nevertheless, this is what Jesus is saying to the church, I have these things against you. You have some people there who are clinging to the teachings of Balaam. And you know, Balaam was a prophet, who taught the like to set a trap and a stumbling block before the sons of Israel to entice them to eat food that had been sacrificed to idols and to practice lewdness, giving themselves up to sexual what? By immorality of vices. Beautiful, brother. Beautiful. The church at Pergamos had a spirit of compromise. How many of you know that compromise can end the church? Is that right? All right. Let's look at verse 18. To the angel messenger of the assembled church in Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God. These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes that flash like a flame of fire, and whose feet glow like bright and burnished and white hot wood, bronze. Now, let's look at the church of Thyatira. Let's look at verse 20. But I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman. In other words, the church was tolerating that woman. Look what Jesus said, that woman. Okay. Jezebel, who calleth herself a prophet, claiming to be inspired, and who is teaching and leading astray my servants and beguiling them into practice of sexual vices and eating food sacrificed to what? Idols. Is that right? Now look at verse 21. I gave her time to repent, but she had no desire to repent of her immorality, and which is symbolic of idolatry, and refuses to what? Do so. So what do we see at the church of Thyatira? Demonic strongholds, spirit of control had entered, sexual immorality had entered the church, and eating things sacrificed to idols. Now, I remember one time, and this was last year, that I went into a Chinese restaurant, and instead of taking a 30-year-old Buddha, they had a Buddha statue there, and I went in there, and all of a sudden, I got hit in my chest. I thought I was having a stroke. Started praying and applying the blood, and my arm straightened out. And I told my wife, it's time to get out of here. We've taken authority over this. And I found out later that they prayed to their gods for prosperity. And a lot of that food that and I'm not speaking of all Orientals, but a lot of that food is sacrificed to idols. Okay? All right. Let's look at the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 1. To the angel messenger of the assembly church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who have the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit, and the seven stars. I know your record and what you're doing. You're supposed to be alive, but in reality, you are dead. Jesus called the church of Sardis a what? Dead church. Look at verse 2. Rouse yourself and keep awake, and strengthen and invigorate what remains that is on the point of dying. For I have not found a thing that you've done in a work of yours meeting the requirements of God of being perfect in his sight. So Jesus saw Sardis have a dead church. In other words, a ring of mortars had set in. They probably needed an autopsy. Okay? All right. You know, we have a saying in Atlanta. We say, well, that's the church over there. It's not condemnatory to something funny. That's Pastor Jack Frost, First Church of the Deep Freeze, and a congregation with a bunch of icicles, you know. Just a little laugh at the Lord. That's all. Amen. So what we see at the Church of Sardis, the spirit of tradition had entered into the church and it made the Word of God of none effect. In other words, it made the Word of God what? Powerless. And you'll find that in Mark chapter 7, verse 13. Let's go there. Let's go to Mark chapter 7, verse 13. Four for more. Please. Mark chapter 7, look at verse 13. Thus you are nullifying and making void of no effect the authority of the Word of God. You're giving the Word of God no power. Through your tradition. Which you in turn hand on and many things of this kind that you are doing. So what was Jesus doing? He was rebuking the church of Sardis for being dead. And he was rebuking them because of all their tradition. Look at the book of Revelation chapter 3. Look at verse 7. Verse 7 it says, unto the angel messenger of the seventh church in Philadelphia, write. These are the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one does what? Open. Now, look at verse 8. I know your record of works and what you are doing. And that tells us that Jesus is fully aware of his churches, and he knows exactly what churches are doing. See, I have set before you an open door wide, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have a little power. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and guarded my message, and have not renounced or denied my name. In other words, the church of Philadelphia, we can see, had a spirit of weakness, or a draining spirit had infiltrated the church. Let me tell you something, saints of God. I was ministering in Freeport, Bahamas at one time. Pastor Vic, he told me that there was a pastor that he wanted me to talk to, but I never got a chance to talk to him. And what was happening, people were dying at that man's church. He was having a funeral about once every 2 weeks. And they found out that, they found out later that some other pastors had cursed that pastor. They were jealous of that pastor. And they said that his ministry would never amount to nothing. And I want to say to you today that spoken word curses can affect people. How many of you are listening to me today? Spoken word curses can affect people. Is that right? I mean, what does the scripture say? Is the Proverbs 18 on life and death is where? In the power of the tongue. And I was amazed to even hear that. And the pastor said, I'm really concerned about it. He said, because that man, these people are 30 in their 20s, and he said within the past year they were dying. About every month they were having two or three funerals. But I never got a chance to even talk with this man. Okay? Look at the book of Revelation, chapter 3, look at verse 14, the church of Laodicea. Verse 14, and to the angel of the messenger of the assembly church in Laodicea, write. These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin and beginning and author of God's creation. Let's look at verse 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Okay. That church was what? A lukewarm church. There was a spirit of lukewarmness that had entered the Laodicea church. Now, in verse 17, you'll see something else. For you say, I am rich and I have prospered, and I'm growing wealthy, and I'm in need of nothing. And you do not realize and understand that you are rich, pitiful, poor, blind, and what? Naked. Even though they boasted of their wealth, they was what? Bound by what? Pride. Okay? Verse 18 says that they were spiritually blind. Therefore I counsel you to buy, purchase from me gold refined and tested by fire, that you may be wealthy, and white clothes to clothe you, and to keep the shame of your nudity from being seen, and salve to put on your eyes, that you may what? That you may see. Alright? So here we have the seven churches of Asia. And in these end times, we can see those same churches are the conditions of the churches in our present day year, 2017. So I've just shown you right there that demonic entities can enter a church, or demonic strongholds can come in and be enthroned or dwell or bring in tradition or bring in compromise. Is that right? Or be bring in the death of that church or the death of that ministry. Now, I want to talk to you about Leviathan. And Leviathan is a ruling principality, and many of you probably have knowledge of it. There's been many books out about it, but I just really felt it rested on my heart. Especially when I knew I came up on the attack of spiritual warfare several days, I knew that the enemy was trying to keep me from something. How many of you know that when you're in warfare, you have to press in? Is that right? Okay. Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 41, please. The book of Job, chapter 41. The book of Job, chapter 41. Let's look at verse 34. Okay. Give you time to get there. He looks all mighty beasts of prey in the face without terror. He is a monarch over all the sons of pride. And now, Job, who are you who dares not arouse the unmastered crocodile? Now, the Amplified is called a crocodile, but I'm going to show you in other Hebraic translations, he's called a sea serpent, a sea monster, a sea dragon. Amen? All right. Yet who dares resist me, the beast created to my face? Everything under the heavens is mine. Therefore, who can have a claim against God? So he's a principality. He is a ruler spirit over the children of pride, which means the sons of pride. And many of you know that in deliverance, you already know that if you have pride, then you have an open door to Leviathan. Many of you already know that at the end of deliverance ministry. I remember Pastor Wendell Word. I have so many books and tapes. I remember I just was blessed by his ministry. And I remember he talked about that he was always battling with pride. He said because pride would tell them, you great worldly, you're a mighty man, you powerful worldly. Worldly? He said, yeah, but I want to stay humble. And he said he had to constantly battle with that pride. You know, and I see that in many churches where pride reigns supreme. Amen? All right. Turn to Psalm chapter 74, please. Let's look at verses 13 and 14. Psalm 74, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13, who did divide the Red Sea by your might? You broke the heads of the Egyptian dragons in the waters. Now look at verse 14. You crushed the heads of Leviathan. You, God, crushed the heads of Leviathan. You did give him as food for the creatures inhabiting the wilderness. If you look up the Hebrew word for Leviathan, it means a reef animal. It means an animal that encircles or twists. Leviathan is an aquatic spirit or a marine spirit. Many times when you go to Caribbean, I've learned a lot in going to the Caribbean. I won't know everything about marine spirits or aquatic spirits. And many Caribbean people, they truly believe in mermaids and other demons in the waters. Okay? All right. Leviathan is also called a sea serpent, a sea dragon, or what? A sea monster. Look at verse 14 of Psalms 74 again. It says, you crushed the heads of Leviathan. You did give him as food for the creatures inhabiting the wilderness. And I want you to know, only God can crush the heads of Leviathan. Without God, you are helpless against this spirit. How many of you are listening to me? Without God, you are what? Helpless against this spirit. Is that right? You need to make sure that you're walking upright the best you know how, and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Is that right? And I'm speaking to many of you who are in deliverance. Now, the Bible talks about, in Psalm 74, 14, these multiple heads. Now, if Leviathan is a ruler spirit over pride, well, what are some of the multiple heads? Well, turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. The book of Proverbs, chapter 6. Let's look at verses 16 and 19. In verse 16, these six things the Lord hates, and these seven are an abomination to him. Look at verse 17. A proud look, the spirit that makes one overestimate themselves. A lying tongue. Now these are heads. And hands that what? Shed innocent blood. Look at verse 18. A heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. Look at verse 19. A false witness who breathes out lies, even under oath, and he who sows discord among the brethren. Now, these are some of the multiple heads of Leviathan. Proud look, a lying tongue, hand that shed innocent blood, a heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans, and feet that are swift and running to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and even somebody who loves to sow discord. Lord Jesus Christ, help me if I'm guilty. Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 27. The book of Isaiah, chapter 27. Let's look at verse 1. The book of Isaiah, chapter 27, Look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, "And that day the Lord will deliver Israel from her enemies, and from the rebel powers of evil and darkness, his sharp and unrelenting great and strong sword will visit and punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the twisting and winding serpent, and he will slay the monster that is in the sea." So we see that God, it takes God to slay Leviathan. He talks about the sword of the Lord. But we also see something about Leviathan. He's a twisting serpent. He is a winding serpent. And I remember in the tormenting dream that I had, this huge spirit, this man's about was twisting and winding his neck. I was studying, it looked like a football field, but he couldn't get that close to me. And I told my wife, I said, "I'm going to stay with it. I'm not going to run from this message. I'm going to keep going for a minute." Okay, now, so we see a fleeing serpent, twisting, winding, calling serpent, and we see that it also takes the Lord to do what? To defeat him. How many of you are with me here?
Yes.
Amen. Now, I'm going to say something to you. You can call the insane asylum if you want to and tell them to come and see Brother Colonel. Some of you had some supernatural occurrences. I remember when I was about 12 or 13 years old, I was in with my godmother. We were fishing. And I remember we were standing on Highway 17, Green Cove Springs, near Green Cove Springs, Florida. And I never will forget it. I was standing on the St. John's River, and I was fishing. And she told me that, she said, "If I'm going to the car and get some little shrimp," because we were fishing with shrimp. And then all of a sudden, she left me by myself. I'm a 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid. All of a sudden, the water started roaring, and I had, and I call it a 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 and 4 moment, and that's what I call it. Whether in the body I cannot tell, whether out of the body I cannot tell, as Paul said. But I saw this huge serpent rise up out of the water, and he was so huge, he went straight up. And his head came down in the water, see the lumps. And he was moving in a north direction. I started looking around to see if anybody, did they see what I see? And I saw fear start, the atmosphere began to get charged with fear. That thing headed north, then I headed northwest. I ran to my godmother and she said, "Oh boy, there's nothing. You know how God turns to the old boys now." I knew what I saw. I saw this thing rise up. But whether I had it, like I said, a second birthday for that moment, only God knows. Alright? Let's continue to move on. Now, so we see that Leviathan is a winding serpent, a twisting serpent, he's a flaying serpent. We see that Leviathan is also connected with the sons of pride, or the children of pride. Which means that if you have pride, you can come under the attack or influence of Leviathan. Okay? Turn to Job chapter 1, verse 8. Job chapter 1, let's look at verse 8. In Job chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one who reverently fears God and abstains from and shuns evil because what? It is what? Wrong." How many of you see that right there? The Lord said that Job was a blameless and he was an upright man and he reverently feared God and he did what? Shun evil. So let's say for us to say that Job was a believer. Okay? Alright. Let's turn to the book of Job chapter 13. Let's look at verses 1 and 3. Job chapter 13. Let's look at verses 1 through 3. We see that Job is in an argument with some of his friends. And I'm going to show you that Job revealed a self-righteous attitude. And a self-righteous attitude is part of Leviathan, or part of pride. Look at verse 1. Job continued, "Behold, my eye has seen all this. My ear have heard and understood." Good. Look at verse 2. "What you know, I also know. What you know, I also know. and I am not inferior to you. Look at verse 3. Surely I wish to speak to the Almighty, and I desire to argue and reason my case with God, that he may explain the conflict between what I believe about him and what I see of him. But Job was a blameless man, an upright man, a man that reverently feared God. But I'm going to show you again that Job had a self-righteous attitude, and that's why the Lord used the discourse of Leviathan, a sea monster, so Job could deal with his pride. I'm going to show you. Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 40. Everybody ready? All right. We're going to see in verse 8 that Job appears righteous and justified. Look at verse 8. Look at Job chapter 40. Let's look at 1 through 10. Let's read it. 1, moreover, the Lord said to Job, 2, shall he who would find fault with the Almighty contend with him? He who disputes with God, let him answer it. Look at verse 3. Then Job replied to the Lord, verse 4, behold, I am of small account and vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand upon my mouth. Look at verse 5. I have spoken once, but I will not reply again. Indeed, twice have I answered, but I will proceed no further. Look at verse 6. Then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind, saying, what did God say? Look at verse 7. Gird up your loins now like a man. I will demand of you, and you answer me, Job. Uh-oh, Job's in trouble. Look at verse 8. Will you also annul, set aside, and render void my judgment? Will you condemn me, your God, that you may appear righteous and justified? Now, Job is standing in front of a holy God. But the blameless and the upright man, the reverently feared man, the man that's shown evil, here he's standing there with a self-righteous attitude. He is standing in front of a holy God. Look what it says right here. In verse 8, that you may appear righteous and justified, God is asking Job that. Look at verse 9. Have you an arm like God? Can you thunder with a voice like God? Look at verse 10. Since you question the manner of the Almighty's rule, deck yourself now with the excellency and dignity of a supreme ruler. And yourself undertake the government of the world if you are so wise. And array yourself with honor and majesty, Mr. Job. How many of you know a self-righteous attitude will get you in trouble with the Almighty? Hello, saints of God. Hello, saints of God. Self-righteousness is also what connected with Leviathan. That's why the Lord gave Job the discourse in Job 41. He wanted to reveal to Job, man, you're a blameless man, you're an upright man, man, you reverently fear, but you shun evil. But there's another area that I need to deal with in life, Job. That's that self-righteous what? Attitude. Let me tell you something. I fear God, and I know you fear God. My God, I would have never put myself in a position to stand before a holy God and he would tell me, you answer me, gird yourself like a man. I probably would melt. All right, let's move on. This is good. God is giving Job a discourse. He's using a sea dragon, a sea monster, a sea serpent to reveal that an area of Job's problems in his life is self-righteous pride, Leviathan. Saints, this is just as 1, 2, 3. Isn't that something? All right, let's move on. The three main areas of the sea dragon, the sea monster, some of the three main areas of warfare for Leviathan is nations and families and churches. They've got some more. Stopping deliverance. Spiritual pride. Leviathan will even go into a rage and fight you because of that pride, because of that what? Self-righteous attitude. When Leviathan manifests his tongue, it has somewhat of the hiss of a serpent. Lies. Gossip. Accusation. Fault finding. Slander. The accuser of the brethren in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, talks about the accuser of the brethren who accuses us before God day and night. Turn to Job chapter 41. Let's look at verse 1. Can you grow out Leviathan with a fish hook or press down his tongue with a cord? How many of you ever tried to talk to somebody and man, they let you have it? You know, anybody ever pray for somebody with lawyer spirits? Those spirits like to debate. And they like to argue. We call them lawyer spirits. You're not going to win. Look at Job chapter 41, verse 19. Out of his mouth go burning torches. Sparks of fire leap out of his mouth. Leviathan will use the saints against the saints. Leviathan is a very religious spirit. It is arrogant with jealousy, and it is a spirit that has a self-righteous attitude. And what Leviathan is doing among the saints is we're lying on each other, we're gossiping about each other, we're using accusations against each other, we're fault-finding each other, we're slandering each other, and we are accusing each other. Leviathan is a twister. That means an encircling one. Leviathan is twisting words. You can say one thing in the house of the Lord, but by the time the pride gets through with it, you've said something else. This is what the Lord, He wants us to identify that serpent. Saints of God. We're in a time where the enemy is trying to come into the gate. We're in a time where we're about to identify that stronghold and dethrone that stronghold. Only through God can we defeat Leviathan. We have to humble ourselves and say within ourselves, I don't want a self-righteous attitude. I want to be humble. I don't want pride.
Amen. Yeah.
Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Yeah. Look what the word says. In Isaiah 27, verse 1, you don't have to turn there. The Bible is called the twister because he twists his body. With no serpents twist and curl their body when striking. I told a young woman one time, she was standing there talking to me like this. Let me tell you something. I said, sweetheart, you're manifesting a serpent. I know, serpent, you crazy with all that stuff. You crazy, call me insane. I know what I'm identifying. I'm identifying a serpent spirit. You know, you need to be born again, baby. Hello, saint. There's a lot of twisting going on in the house of the Lord. A lot of winding and a lot of encircling going on among the saints, and that should not be. We're supposed to love each other, saints. We're supposed to love each other. Regardless of what color you are. Not white, blue, or green. I'm still green, man. I'm still looking for one. Purple man. Huh? We're supposed to love each other, saints of God. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, please. Nobody's upset but Leviathan. If you're angry with me, you still got to love me. Look, you can have fun in the Lord. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Everybody ready? Verse 1, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, not reasoning, intentional spiritual devotion such as is fired by God's love in us, I am only a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. Look at verse 2. If I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, understand secret truths and mysteries, and though I possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but I have not love, then I am nothing. I am useless. Come on, saints. I can operate in the gifts. I can manifest the gifts. We can move in signs and wonders and miracles. We can move in much deliverance all day. We can prophesy all day. We can move in the healing dimension all day. But if we have not love for each other, what did Paul say? We're nothing. Look at verse 3. And even if I dole out all that I have to the poor and providing food, and I surrender my body to be burned in order that I may glory, but I have not love, then I have gained nothing. Look at verse 4. Oh, let this bless you. Oh, my God. Love endures long. Well, they made me mad. I don't want nothing to have to do with them. I hate to see them coming. Then they go and lie on you. Watch them. witchcraft.
Well, now, witchcraft puts people free. Isn't that the reference that I need to make? Look what it says. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily, which is leviathan pride. Look at verse 5. It is not conceited. It is not arrogant and inflated with pride. There's pride again. It is not rude, unmannerable, and does not act unbecomingly. Love God, loving us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. Listen, it respects the rights of others. Love, listen, look what it says. For it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. What's wrong with the body of Christ? We got saints who profess to be saints. They don't want to forgive. I hear people all the time in my travels. I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Well, brother, you haven't totally forgiven that person. Come on, saints. How many times should I forgive my brother? 77,000 times, said Mr. Mark God. Look what it says in verse 6. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Look at verse 7. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Well, I remember this 85-year-old mother told me one time. I said, you know, Mom, they did this. You gotta love them, baby. You gotta love them. You gotta love them with God's love. I said, but you know, they don't. You gotta love them, baby. You gotta love them with God's love. I said, but they said all this about me to hurt me. Let those people rest, baby. Let them rest. Look at verse 8. Love never fails. Love never fades. Our becomes obsolete or comes to an end. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and ceased. As for knowledge, it will pass away and lose its value and be superseded by the truth. Look at verse 9. For our knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete, imperfect, and our prophecy, our teaching is fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. Now look at verse 10, your last verse. But when the complete and perfect totally comes, the incomplete and perfect will vanish away, becomes antiquated, void, and superseded. I used to get upset about some of the things I hear, even about God. Pray for me. Man, I ain't coming back to that church no more. Pray for me. Is that right? Speak to him. Look straight in the eye. I love you. God is. Amen? All right. Look at Job chapter 41. Let's look at verse 22. Job chapter 41, verse 22. All right. Job chapter 41, verse 22 says, my translation says, in the Amplified, in the crocodile's neck, or in Leviathan's neck of our strength, and terror dances what before him. How many of you see that? Leviathan neck of thy strength. In other words, I remember Sister Jerry was talking about pride and being stiff-necked. And I remember when Sister Jerry was talking about how pride encompasses our neck like a chain. Amen? Being stiff-necked. How many of you have seen people that are stiff-necked? The one thing I do know in deliverance ministry, people with stiff-necked have neck problems. Yeah. Which is pride, which is Leviathan. Yeah. All right? Arrogant and unteachable in your pride, they can't tell you nothing because you don't know nothing. How many of you know that Jesus was 12 years old and he was baffling many of the scholars in the temple? How many of you know that a child can tell you something? Alright. In Exodus 33, verse 3, God told Israel that you are a stiff-necked people. Alright, so Leviathan can also cause what? Can cause neck problems. Let's look at Job chapter 41, look at verse 15 and 17. Look at verse 15 and 17. His scales are the Leviathan's pride, for his back is made of rolls of steel shut up together with a tight seal. Verse 16, one is so near to another that no air can come between them. Look at verse 17. They are joined one to another, they stick together so they cannot be what? Separated. Leviathan's scales are his pride. His covering is his what? Pride. No air can come between them. And air represents what? Spirit. Is that right? A proud person blocks the Holy Spirit. Leviathan blocks the Holy Spirit. Leviathan in the church will seek to not only destroy the saints, but will block the moving, try to block the moving of the Holy Spirit with that self-righteous attitude. Alright? Alright. Pride blocks your inability to flow apostolically and what? Prophetically. Alright. Let's look at some other traits of Leviathan. Pride desires to have a great reputation. Pride desires to control others. Pride desires self-glory. Don't that sound familiar? What's the reputation? I've heard a prisoner get out of prison. And he told me, he said, I'm a pastor of church, and that's where the money is. Hello, saints. I'm going to go find me a church and pastor because that's where the money is. I know, listen, there are godly pastors out here. Godly. I have a respect for the pastors that are here that I've seen them in action. But there are pastors that are bound by Leviathan. My wife and I was in a church New Year's, and the leadership in Atlanta, I'm going to say it, the leadership in Atlanta, oh, that's what God can give me, and be humble. Leadership in Atlanta said, I want everybody to give you money. You give your money tonight, you'll never have need for money anymore. And I'm saying to myself, duh, the Bible says, in this world you shall have tribulation. Is that right?
That's right.
Hello, saints of God.
That's right.
And then we got a chance to talk to one man about 6 months later, and the man said, I'm having a financial problem. I'm going, like, duh. Let's move on. Look at Job chapter 41, verse 25. When Leviathan raises himself up, the mighty are afraid because of terror and the crashing. They are beside themselves. One thing I learned about Leviathan, when he manifests, he will charge the atmosphere with fear. And most demons, when they're manifesting in your home or they're manifesting, the atmosphere will be charged with what? Fear. Is that right? And I've seen people, you ever see some people, you know, if you look at them and they look like they want to tear you apart. You know, they're not happy even with themselves. How you doing, sir? Whatever. Well, what's so good about today? Goodness, brother. You know? You know, some people are haughty. Some people are prideful. Some people are arrogant. And it will affect their personality. Saints of God, we're in a time. We're in a time, saints of God, where we need to understand that the enemy wants to destroy the saints. But he wants us to dislike and have hatred for each other. He does not want us to communicate agape love in the house of the Lord. I kept looking for some more information on that. And I started thinking about my own experiences, some of the experiences that I had. I've written about it. Well, it suffocates and drains one of the Spirit of God. And it blocks one from enjoying their Christian walk. That pride will do everything to hinder you out of your destiny. To hinder you from moving in spiritual gifts or the assignment of the Lord because of pride. It also causes people not to be able to pray or speak in tongues. And let me tell you something, saints of God, many of you already know it. There are counterfeit tongues. There are demonic tongues. I mean, I've heard some things like, tamabota. Say it again. I've heard some counterfeit things like that. Now, many of us are laughing, and it's good to laugh. The Azusa, listen, the Welsh Revival, the Cambridge Revival, Brownsville, Pensacola, Toronto Blessing, Azusa Street, all of those revivals were so focused on signs and wonders and miracles and power till nobody was discerning counterfeit spirituality. Nobody was discerning that demons were coming into the revivals. They were counterfeiting the gifts of the Spirit. They were counterfeiting prophesying. They were counterfeiting tongues. Hello, saints of God. They were counterfeiting the gifts of the Spirit. We're in a time where everybody's happy. There's nothing wrong with that. Give me power. Give me signs, wonders, and miracles. Whoop. La, la, la. But we need 1 John 4:1. Believe not every spirit, but test those spirits whether they be of God. Hello, saints of God. What's that scripture that says the Bereans searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so? What's that Revelation 2? Thou hast tested themselves and called them apostles and found them to be lies. We need to start testing and start to try things. Yes, my wife said today, we want the glory. But when the glory comes, if you're not right, man, Ananias and Sapphira, you may drop dead. Leviathan brings confusion, disagreements in the church. It brings division. It brings rebellion when it seeks to destroy a church. We shouldn't think because we're a church that we won't take no hits. We should think that because we are a church that the enemy, the adversary of our soul, won't seek to destroy our ministry. There was a lady one time, a prophetess Jean, not my wife, but a prophetess Jean, can't remember her name. But she said the church was suffocating financially. The finances was just going down the drain. She said she prayed, the Spirit of the Lord gave her a dream of a huge python wrapped around the church. It was squeezing, suffocating the ministerial finances, and it was hindering the church growth. And she said that if she rallied the intercessors, they went through fasting and prayer, and they broke that principality off that church. Listen, when I was in the Bahamas and I learned that those death curses can come upon a church and those spirits can come in there and start destroying some of the saints, I began to realize that there are certain demonic entities can infiltrate the church. And one way I'm finding out, and everywhere I go, I'm finding that Leviathan is going after saints. Leviathan is going after the saints for you, Father, with hatred, for you to dislike each other, and for you to slander each other. Hello, saints. Let me give you another area. Deception is a major role with Leviathan. The spirit of deception works with him, and a curse is placed upon you and your blessings. Turn to Malachi chapter 2. Look at the book of Malachi chapter 2. Look at Malachi chapter 2. Look at verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. This is a commandment for the leadership. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart, and to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessing. Yes, I have already turned to the curse because you do not lay it to heart. We're failing to give God glory. And let me say this, saints of God. This is not a stereotype. I've seen it in many black churches. And I mean, this goes for other churches globally. But I just want to focus on many, many black churches. I have seen where the lead pastor is idolized as a king. And in Africa, many of the tribes idolize their king. They worship the king. They worship the king of the tribe. And I'm seeing that many times in many churches in the black community, saints of God. It's happening in the churches also. Okay? All other churches. But I'm seeing where the pastor is worshipped and the pastor is idolized. When is it that you have to ask the pastor, can I go to the bathroom? Pastor, can I go to the toilet? Pastor, can I leave? Can I get your blessing? Well, first of all, he's not the Pope. He's not the priest of the Catholic Church. You got to find out what denomination you're in. But can I go on a trip? Can I go on a trip, Pastor? Can I go visit my grandma? Or, saints of God, we are doing some ridiculous stuff. An old mother told me one day, she said, baby, look in my eyes. I looked at her. She said, there's too many counterfeit Christ in the church. Come on, saints. And when you talk like this, people get upset with you. But that's all right. Let's talk about it some more. Brother Merrill told me, he said, Carter, you're preaching, don't you hold back. I got permission. God, Jesus, Brother Mary. God. Leviathan stopped spiritual growth in church, and this explains why many Christians and many churches today are Sunday only churches. Leviathan blocks intercessory prayer, and it will block fasting. Alright? Leviathan will use gifts or position to fulfill selfish ambitions. Leviathan desire for self-glory, self-solution, and it has self-confidence. It will work with self-what? Confidence. Alright? Leviathan will cause miscommunication in the house of the Lord. It'll get between you and revelation. It blocks revelation. It hinders revelation. God has given you by trying to convince you that it was not come from God. The Bible would say, that ain't come from God. Alright? It has you from true revelation, and it confuses the true meaning of things. It gets between your conversation and hearing by distorting what somebody really said about you. It sets you up to false confidence to focus on your identity instead of who you are in Christ Jesus. It wants to promote ahead of God's name, move you into a place where you can get work done without the presence of the Holy Spirit. Or repentance and prayer. How many of you are listening to me? Is anybody name? Okay. All right. There are some deliverance ministers who have love items. How many of you believe that? Hello, saints. There are some deliverance ministers. You have pride. You have a self-righteous attitude. Brother Nicky said to them. And it shall say on that day, I prophesy in your name. I cast out devils in your name. What the Lord is going to say? Depart from me. I never knew. Is that right? How many times I've been in ministry where the leadership wants to deliver everybody else, but they themselves are not for it. We, as leaders, we need to be delivered from what? Leviathan. Is that right? If I can stress anything, I've watched the saints, the enemy attack the saints. So much dislike for each other in the church. So much hatred for each other in the church. There's so many isms and schisms and divisions in the church. If you're not part of my clique, I have nothing to do with that. Is that right? The Lord talks about unity. Unity. Is that right? Alright. When a church is unified, get ready for the miraculous. When a church is repentant, get ready for the miraculous. Is that right? How many of you know that many of us need to come clean? Even I myself. How many of you know that? Don't you think one time that the enemy is not trying to destroy yourself? If it wasn't for the protection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's on your life. How many of you with me?
Amen.
All right. Get ready to close. I don't have much more to go. I'm just hurting my heart. Stop right there. That's all they need to hear. I'm going to be with you. So I'm going to stop right there. Slander, lying tongue, gossiping, backbiting, accuse of the brotherhood, hatred of the brotherhood. It's got to stop. Is that right? It's got to stop. It's got to stop, sir. It's got to stop. The Leviathan is trying to destroy the saints in the house of the Lord. That's what he's trying to do. The Leviathan is trying to keep you away from the gifts. He's trying to keep you out of glory. He's trying to keep you from a consecrated life, a fasting life, a prayer life. We're going to pray. But before we pray, I want to say something. We need to look deep. Leviathan is a quiet spirit of the deep, of the waters. We need to look deep down. I'm going to do it along with you. Look deep down inside by that ocean, that river. Lord, is pride there? Lord, is there a self-righteous attitude? God may not move and deliver. I've seen sometimes people that didn't do anything. They went home that night and they married. I've seen times people got delivered from the Bible just by getting on their knees.
Just by seeking the Lord's face.
In this room of God, those that are going to be empowered and be equipped are the ones that are humble and upright before God in Jesus. Amen. I know this was short. Amen. And I just want to be obedient whatever in my heart. Stop now. And go into prayer. Alright? All right, I want everybody to repeat after me. Give Jesus a praise. Yes. All right, everybody repeat after me. Everybody ready? All right. First of all, I enjoyed dismissing myself when they talked about me. Okay? I mean, I've had a self-righteous attitude towards some people.
I know I have. Okay. And if I have done it to anybody here, I ask you to forgive me. Okay. Oh, look at that. No, I'm serious. All right, let's go forward. Hey, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind the strong man in me. And in others around. I ask you, Father. In the name of Jesus. To forgive me. Of any haughtiness, any arrogance, and any pride, or any self-righteous attitude, of a lying tongue, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Father, for any false accusations that I've done against my brothers and sisters, or anything that I've said against my brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord. I ask you to forgive me, Father, in the name of Jesus, if I played with the Leviathan, if I played in the waters with the Leviathan, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, your word says only God can deal with the Leviathan. So, Father, I ask you, Jehovah Shammah, the ever-present God, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come and help me with pride. Father, in the name of Jesus, anywhere that the serpents are hiding, the Leviathan is a sea serpent. Anywhere the dragon spirits are hiding, the Leviathan is a sea dragon. Anywhere the sea monsters are hiding, in my life, that's affecting my body, affecting my mind, affecting my fellowship towards my brothers and sisters in Christ. I ask you to forgive me now in the name of Jesus. Father, I know that pride comes before destruction and the Holy Spirit before a fall. But I know, Father, that I can't treat people arrogantly. I know in my heart, Father, that's Leviathan. In the name of Jesus. All right. Let me pray. Father, I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we thank you for the word, Leviathan. We also know it takes you to deal with Leviathan. Father, Moses prayed, let me not go up without your presence. And Father, we pray that we can't do anything with the rod and without you. We pray the sword of the Lord, Isaiah 27:1, will be released against the rod. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father. We pray your holy presence will be released to set those captives free who desire to be free from the rod. And we pray that many, Father, who will be willing to open their hearts to be set free by you, that they will continue to work out their salvation with fear and with trembling in the name of Jesus. All right, let me just take authority right quick, and I'll give a voice command in the name of Jesus. All right, Father, we just pray that Lord God, we just bind those spirits right now in Jesus' name. We bind the rods and the ruling principality, and Father, we even bind the underlings, and we ask that the underlings align themselves rank and file. In the name of Jesus. All right. I even break generational curses of Leviathan off of your family right now in Jesus' name. And I even break the curses of Leviathan operating in your life. Galatians 3, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law that being made a curse for us. Okay? All right. They already started manifesting here. All right. All the arrogance, come on. Arrogance, come out and do this thing. All being arrogant. You have to be sincere. All the arrogance that has come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Arrogant pride. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Arrogant pride in Jesus' name. All right. Spiritual darkness, arrogance, grief, sleep paralysis. Leviathan can cause sleep paralysis. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Sleep paralysis. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus.
self-glory, self-confidence, religious pride. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Father, release the sword of the Lord. Release the sword of the Lord. Turn on the scales of Leviathan in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out there now in Jesus' name. Logic. Rationality and logic come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 4, the Lord said, I will quench the daughters of Zion with the spirit of judgment and with the spirit of burning. We release the spirit of burning. We release upon Leviathan. We release the spirit of judgment upon Leviathan. Logic and rationale come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now. Run out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Rationalization, justification that you are always right. Come out in Jesus' name. Mind binding, mind blocking. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out. Schizophrenia. Come out now. The storm. Schizophrenia. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, bring those things out, saints. Come on. Suffocation. The thoughts of the ground strangling you at night and suffocating you at night when you're trying to sleep. Come out of there now. Suffocation. Come out of there now. In the name of Jesus. False prophecy. False prophecy. False tongues. False gifts. Come on. Come on. False prophecy. False tongues. False gifts. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Say, be sincere about the vows and about your pride. And let it go in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, feeling that you're important. Feeling I'm important. Come out now. Come out, important. I'm important. Yes, come out there now. I am important. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Treachery, seduction, rebellion. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against right now in the name of Jesus. The twisting spirit, twisting, winding, encircling you. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, say, some of you are watching others instead of you getting your freedom. Come on, pride. Come on, pride. All the pride spirits, come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Father, we crush the multiple heads. We crush these heads right now in the name of Jesus. We crush the heads of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. Come on. We crush the heads. Come on, move. Move in Jesus' name. We crush the heads of Leviathan. Come on, bring them out there, Satan. Bring them out there in Jesus' name. Come on, here they come. They're coming out. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. Come on, we crush those heads. We crush those heads. Come out there now in Jesus' name. Come on, bring them out now in Jesus' name. A proud look, a proud spirit. Come out now in Jesus' name. Proud look. Come on. Move. Proud look, proud spirit. Lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. Bloodthirsty. Come on. I pray generation of curse of bloodthirsty. Blood, your family was full of bloodthirsty, fighting, warring. Come on, in Jesus' name. Bring them out of there, saints. A heart that manufactures wicked thoughts. Wicked thoughts. Feet that are still running to evil. False witnesses, lies, sowing discord among the brothers. Come on out, pride, in Jesus' name. Come on. Bring them out of there now, in Jesus' name. Alright, I come against hiding serpents. I break curses of hiding serpents. Hiding serpents. I remember when I had a vain occlusion, a man of God came and gave me a word of knowledge, saw a serpent in my eye. I didn't tell him that I had a minute stroke in my eye. I didn't say nothing, but he said there was a serpent coiled up in your eye. And I rejoiced because I knew the Lord was going to heal me, and I knew he didn't know anything. I come against serpents in the eyes. I come against serpents right now in the eyes, in the brain. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against serpents coiled in your head. They call it aneurysm. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Serpents in the heart, come on. Serpents in the lungs, set you up for infirmity. Come out now. There's one for me. In the lungs. No. No, in the lungs. That's good for me. In the lungs, come on. Serpent in the lungs, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, go. Go. Shortness of breath. Respiratory problems in the lungs in Jesus' name. Come on, bring him out. Serpents in the lungs. Alright. Serpents in the lungs, that's good. Come on out of there now. Come out of hiding. Come on, out of hiding in Jesus' name. Come on, out. Serpents in the heart setting up a heart attack. Come on. Come on. Cardiac arrest. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. All right. Serpents in the lower bowels because of rebellion. In the intestines. Sir, come on.
Go.
In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. All the serpents first move in the Bible. Come on out of there now. Come on. Out of there now. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against serpents. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. In the Lord and scream in it. You know what they are. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Come on. All the serpents. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against false laying on of hands. False laying on of hands. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. You picked up these spirits in a church. You picked up these spirits in some church. Come on out of there now. Come on, come on out of there now. I met a woman who went to Jamaica, in Jamaica again. She went to Jamaica, the pastor laid hands on her, and she started talking in a foreign dialect. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. False laying on of hands. All right, let's keep moving, in Jesus' name. I come against in the legs, come on, in the thighs. Stroke, paralysis, in the feet, swelling. Serpents and swelling in the feet, in the legs, in the thighs. Come out now, in Jesus' name. Come on, bring them on out of there now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus' name. I come against serpents in the neck, stiff neck, arrogant, prideful. Come out of there now, in Jesus' name. I come against serpents in the vertebrae. Come on, in your vertebrae. Come on, in your shoulders. Come on, come on, come on, out of there now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, in the vertebrae. Come on, in the liver. Liver, toxins in the liver, poisons in the liver. Come out now, in Jesus' name. Come on, in the kidneys, all the kidney problems, move, 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 out of there in Jesus Christ's name. Even in the kidneys, come on, all the serpents, come on, let's go after serpents because the Leviathan is a serpent. Come on, out of there now, out of there now in Jesus' name. All the serpent spirits, move, 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 move in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Surface in the cartilage of the bone, stiffness in the joint, stiffness in the ligaments. Come on, out of it, out of there. Bone marrow. Come on, dried up bone marrow. When the bone marrow dries up, you have diseases. Come on, move, move. Surface in the bone marrow. Come on, move in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. All right. I break curses of serpents through tarot card readings. I break curses of serpents through psychic reading, going to a psychic Mary, fortune tellers, soothsayers, mediums. Come on out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Fortune tellers, soothsayers, mediums. Come on, that's right. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Move. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on, I break serpents through the video game. That's right, Sister Collins. Come on, come on, Nintendo, Pac-Man. Come on out of there now, Pokemon. Come on, Pocket Monster. Come on out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I break a cyber sex. I break serpents of cyber sex. Come on, computer sex. Come on, out of there now, out of there now. Out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on. I break off of you serpents of pride, where you were hurt by pastoral leadership. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on, out of there. Church hurt. Come on, church hurt. Church hurt. Church hurt. Come on. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against rationality, that you are a logic man, you are a logic woman. That's right, logic man, logic woman. Come on out of there right now. Come on, I have to rationalize it. I can't listen to the Holy Spirit. Oh, I've got to look and see if that's in my logic. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, move. Move. All right, let's go, let's go. Let's go to arts. Kung Fu, yoga, karate. Come on, come on, Aikido. Come on, Aikido, dragon fist. Come on, come on, come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Tai Chi. Tai Chi, come on, out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, Kung Fu, come on, animal style, all the animal styles of Kung Fu, come out of there now. Come on, move, in Jesus Christ's name. All right, pride. All right, pride. Pride. Pride, we need deliverance from that pride. Pride, I thank God for myself, okay, my lungs. I just learned something, amen. Thank God for that. All right. All right. Everybody repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, even when I'm away from Lake Hamilton, I will continue to seek your face. Self-deliverance.
even in the area of Levite
and
pride.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, I must work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I must continue, O God, everything I've learned at Lake Hamilton to minister self-deliverance of myself in the name of Jesus, so I can stay free in the name of Jesus. All right. Anything else? Another area we need to pray for before we close? It didn't take much, did it? It's a short message and some prayer. Amen. All right. Any other areas? Okay. I want to thank Sister Carla, Brother Landis, the girl for helping me. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name. I want to thank the saints that was willing, like that brother there and many of you were willing to say, I'm dealing with that. I need deliverance from it. Here I am. Hello, saints of God. Please forgive me if I sound arrogant in any way. I myself know that I need deliverance. But I've been around a lot of churches at my age, and I've seen so many fivefold ministries operate in Leviathan. I've seen tricks and games and scams in the pulpit.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry, don't break my lungs.
Come against all breathing problems in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, you can be entering and be alive with the man. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank the power of the Bible over all of our lives. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what, saints? That's another area that's wrong with the church. Because I'm in the leadership of power, that means you still be there. You're human. You're right, trust me. Amen. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pray it out. Okay? Father, we pray for... Father, we thank you for the presence of God. Lord, we thank you for your power. We thank you, God, for a visitation of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for bringing deliverance to the captives, Father. Even myself, I'm a captive tonight. But I will humble myself in submission to deliverance from the Leviathan in my lungs, that was trying to suffocate me and twist and choke my breathing patterns. And even the people that came here, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for them, that they humbled themselves and said, I know I'm dealing with rationality, of logic, of pride, of self-haughtiness, accusations. And God, thank you for them. Now, Father, I tell you, every area where the enemy had a habitation, that it will be replaced with the image of Jesus Christ. Every area where the enemy had a habitation, Father, it will be replaced with the image of Christ. And even in my lungs, it will be replaced with the image of Jesus Christ. And I pray, then, Father, that you will begin to move them even into the equipment dimension, Lord, that if to impact themselves, cities and nations, God, but to be able to pray for others who are bound from what they've gathered and what they've learned here, even at Lake Hamilton, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel every assignment of any backlash from the enemy upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. All wise, powerful, mighty God, we thank you for who you are. You've been faithful to me. And, Lord, you've been a tremendous blessing to us this week. In Jesus Christ's name. Come on, saints, give the Lord a praise.
Amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.